If you'd like to look them up online, read the testimonials. They're powerful and persuasive, as they're designed to be. Men who can tell you in their own words the difference that Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson made for them. 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
By the way, I checked the Smithsonian's schedule tonight, and guess what's on at 7 o'clock?
What?
Ariel, Mississippi.
Wow.
We were just talking about that. With them on Wednesday, so it runs tonight at 7 and 10, and I texted Dana that important
info. We'll have to check out the Tupelo Upholstery Festival, because that sounds like amazing, good, neat fun, isn't it?
Who wouldn't want to attend that?
By golly jeepers, let's paint the town red and get some furniture.
I have a couch that would love to go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, we got to check traffic. Got Fox News coming up, and then a Sean Morey twin spin. Happy hour.
Montgomery Skywatch, moving our way through our Friday afternoon rush hour, and we have a couple of accidents that are impacting travel this afternoon. We have one on the boulevard in front of Arbor Station. That's right there by Home Depot, so watch out if you're headed that way. There's also one on the Atlanta Highway right in front of Eastdale Mall. A couple of busy places to have accidents. Slow down, watch yourself around those areas. The Atlanta Highway is packed with traffic all the way from Ann Street and the Federal Drive area out to Eastdale Mall, and then towards East Chase, it's really crowded on Taylor Road all the way out to Vaughn Road. If you're on the interstate, things look good for you this afternoon. We don't see any hassles or delays. Everybody's rolling along at a speed limit ride. The ride into Wetumpka is not a bad one either right now. We do see a little slowdown around Jasmine Hill Road and up by the casino, but other than that, it's a pretty smooth ride on in. Let's be careful this afternoon. Get our weekend started right. Haynes Ambulance Service is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance Service, serving you and those you love in Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Hiring? Aren't you tired of hoping the right candidates see your job posts and apply? It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. Instead of waiting for great candidates to find you, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Then its powerful technology reviews every application and even spotlights the top candidates, which means you never miss a great match. So instead of hoping you find that needle in the haystack, ZipRecruiter finds it for you. And hiring is a whole lot easier.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Yoga for dogs, tape number 1, side 1.
Here, boy, come. Now sit good, doggy. Now, we will concentrate on the breathing. Pant in, now pant out. Concentrate. Do not be distracted by the squirrel in the backyard. Allow the squirrel to move in and out of your transom. Now, get on all fours, lower the buttocks to the carpet, and drag the buttocks on the carpet and repeat. Remember that Krishna teaches us that the path to enlightenment is not through chasing one's tail. Be at one with your tail. And when you meditate, your mantra should be this question. Who is a good boy? Who's a good boy? Is it you? Is it? Yes, you are a good boy. Yes, give me a kiss. Give me a kiss. Just one more. Oh, yes.
Now, turn this tape over for side 2. chasing karma.
So silly. Isn't that right? Mage DeWeenie!
That's his favorite
bit. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Jane Metzler. President Trump breaking this trade news about steel and aluminum tariffs.
I'm pleased to announce that we've just reached an agreement with Canada and Mexico, and we'll be selling our product into those countries without the imposition of tariffs or major tariffs.
His speech to a friendly group, the National Association of Realtors.
I'm always looking at the real estate. I don't know. I'll never get it out of my blood. It's in our blood, right?
The president also talked about a Democratic candidate for president, Senator Elizabeth Warren, a force behind the creation of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Pocahontas had an agency that was, I mean, she was a disaster. She enjoyed destroying these local lenders.
U.S. markets ending lower. The Dow down 98, the NASDAQ off 81. This is Fox News.
It's all Request Friday. We got back-to-back Sean Morey.
I don't take no crap from anybody else but you. I wear the pants around here when I finish with your laundry. Because I'm a guy you don't want to fight. When I say jump, you say yeah, right. I'm the man of this house.
He's the man. He's the man.
What I say goes around here, right out the window. And I don't want to hear a lot of whining, so I'll shut up. The sooner you learn who's boss around here, the sooner you can give me my orders to you. Because I'm head honcho around here, but it's all in my head.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I can have sex anytime that you want. Because I'm a man who has needs, but they're not that important. And don't expect any flowers from me, because if I'm not mistaken, you prefer jewelry.
I'm the king of my castle when you're not around.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I'll drink and watch sports whenever I want to get in trouble. And I'll come home when I'm good and ready to sleep on the couch. Because a man's got to do what a man's got to do, and I'm going to do what you tell me to, because I'm top dog around here, but I've been neutered.
He's the man. He's the man.
You the man.
She said, you look handsome today, dear. He heard, I just bought something really expensive. He said, are you having an affair? She heard, because I am, and it's great. She said, do I look fat in these pants? He heard, do you ever want to have sex again? He said, you look great in those pants. She heard, I am totally trained. She said, it was fun visiting your mother. He heard, you owe me big time. He said, I bought you something from Victoria's Secret. She heard, and could you wear this bag over your head too? She said, was it good for you? He heard, because I hope someone had fun. She said, we need to talk. He heard, you need a lawyer. He said, would you mind squeezing the toothpaste from the bottom? She heard, do you mind living with an anal retentive neurotic? She said, you were snoring again last night. He heard, do you have to breathe? He said, I'm thinking about buying a motorcycle. She heard, I'm in the mood for a big fight. She said, would you go clothes shopping with me? He heard, can I pull your fingernails out with pliers? He said, I thought our waitress was very nice. She she heard. I'll be thinking about her during sex. She said, this commercial is so beautiful. He heard, I'm getting my period. He said, let's try something new tonight. She heard, let's see if you're double jointed. She said, do you mind not watching football? He heard, do you mind if I chop off your balls?
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Balake. Where is Balake at?
Here, he's been busy.
As we roll on through our Friday afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch sees a couple of accidents that are causing problems. We have one on the boulevard right in front of Home Depot. Also, Atlanta Highway in front of Eastdale Mall. You can add to that list because we have a new accident on Chantilly Parkway. It is between Walmart and Vaughn Road, so watch it out there. The rest of the area around East Chase is really crowded. We have a lot of congestion on Taylor Road between the Atlanta Highway and Vaughn Road. And on the Atlanta Highway, you get a little bit of a break between Eastdale Mall and Coliseum Boulevard. But if you're headed towards the downtown area, there is a bunch of traffic there as well. On the interstate, we don't see too many problems. I-65 looks great. I-85 is starting to slow down as you approach Taylor Road on the northbound side. Let's be careful, watch the traffic around you, and get home safely this afternoon. Reinhardt Toyota has a graduation special. You can lease a Toyota Tacoma Double Cab V6 SR5 for just $299 a month. No money down, sign and drive. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt and wrecked? It wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And welcome back to the big 4 to 5 o'clock hour on News Talk 93.1 FM. What makes it big?
Us.
Yeah.
But of course.
It's this, the happy mishpucha that I've assembled for this Friday afternoon with Rosie and Eddie Bader and
waka, waka, waka.
Young Joey.
Oh, yes.
And boy, there's gonna be this weekend's gonna be busier.
It is.
Than I realized. I got a lot to do tomorrow.
Me too.
So, given that I work so hard all week,
B-S.
I'm just gonna have to figure out ways to conserve my energy today. Media mocks de Blasio over presidential run. What does it say about somebody who could be as oblivious as he is? I read a statistical, and I wasn't wild about Bloomberg either, because he would, you know, started steering New York more to the left, even though he ran as a Republican following Rudy. But every negative statistic that you can measure New York by, from crime, trash, all of it, has gotten far worse under him. He's pretty much a declared communist, and he wants to be president? I don't think so. I mean, there's people in New York that are saying, don't do this. And I guess in a way, he kind of got lucky. That's a job that only somebody who could really personally profit by the experience would want, running the city of New York. Because the people that would be really good just wouldn't want to deal with it. It's in a state of unmanageability, and it would probably be very difficult to... Look at him. What a douchebag. That's a New York term. It fits him perfectly.
Oh, perfectly.
What else is happening this afternoon? It seems... I thought we had achieved equality in this country. I think we have amendments and civil rights laws and everything that pretty much guarantees it. But this, the House passed with 8... A-hole Republicans helping out this Equality Act, which is their way of pandering to the powerful LGBT community. And this law basically provides protections for sexual orientation. Unless, of course, you're straight and you happen to make that known to your coworkers in an unacceptable way, then you're...
and gender identity.
Yeah, gender identity.
It adds to the protected class clause from the 64 Civil Rights Act. those two categories.
I'm sorry, but I don't think your sexual orientation entitles you to be in a protected class. You're not supposed to wear that on your sleeve. That's what most employee handbooks say. You know, that's why you have to go attend those horrendous sexual harassment seminars and videos. That's once there. You weren't here at the time. And it's too bad you missed it, because it may have been the funniest thing I've seen since I've lived in Montgomery. But as all good companies do, we had to get everybody together in a room to make sure we all understood what the rules were in the workplace. And there was to make sure they were using the most modern technology available, they brought in an opaque projector. And the employee who was assigned to conduct this wore a dress that was barely containing two items that looked like they were ready to burst forth any minute. I didn't have a ruler handy.
Did you sit on the front row?
No, I made the mistake of sitting across from my friend Jerome. Jerome's one of those people who, when something strikes him, it struck all of us, actually. The big problem everybody was having, especially the guys, was that we're there to learn about sexual harassment, and the woman who's conducting the seminar has about 6 inches of cleavage Ohio showing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to pretend that isn't there. So the irony was not lost on anybody,
right?
You know, that we're here to learn how to behave properly in the workplace, and we're being led into temptation by...
Could it be... Satan?
Sure seemed that way that day. That was something else.
I attended one time. I worked at a factory here in Montgomery, and most of the people out there were rednecks and just good old boys, just great, just great guys, kind that you have to call at 3 a.m. to come pull you out of a ditch, and they'd
sure.
be there for you.
Yeah.
So anyway, they send down this lady from New York. She's a very stunning lady, and you know, had never been to Alabama, obviously. So about halfway through, one of the guys raised his hand. He said, "Hey, would it be sexual harassment if I asked you out on a date tonight?" And it just killed her. She could not recover from that. Just could not recover.
He in this meeting, he asked this of the person conducting the seminar?
He asked her, yes. He asked her if it would be sexual harassment.
Oh.
If he asked her out on a date tonight. And in front of about 60 guys and several women as well.
How did it kill her?
It killed her concentration. She was done for the rest. And then us being the rednecks we were, everybody was rolling, laughing. It was a time when that was just coming around, so a lot of people didn't take it that seriously. But it blew her mind that this hillbilly guy said, "Hey, would it be sexual harassment if I asked you out tonight?" And she never could answer. She just a hoo, and just couldn't come up with an answer. But on the other hand,
if I could only tell you some of the things I've seen females do through that glass right behind you.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then why do I have to sit with my back to it?
Well, there's nobody in there now.
Oh,
I'll tell you some stories off the air.
Oh, I can't wait.
Because I want to protect the not-so-innocent. Miami Ed?
That's right, baby.
How you doing?
Good to talk to you again. Hey, I guess I just can't keep up with all this liberal crap. Is gender identity and sexual orientation are two different things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I guess. You know what? I'm so tired of it all, I don't really give a rat's ass. But...
I'm just trying to make sense of it, because I think gender identity, you just get to pick it on the spot and change it every date.
I thought that, you know, the idea was to gain acceptance for all people.
I know.
On the other hand, I don't... If we're not allowed to wear our sexual orientation on our sleeve, why should anybody else... have to,
well, that's true. And you're probably, I don't know how old you are, but you're pretty close. And we were all told, you know, drop all those labels and everything, but they can't stop labeling everything.
But this is just a big pandering thing, because they're losing so much support from traditionally Democratic groups. They've got to pander to somebody to say, hey, we're on your side, because I think they're beginning to get the sense that 2020 is not going to be good for them.
I think it's going to be a disaster in one sense, but we got to embrace, you know, the what they call it, blacks. We got to get black people to realize that.
Well, there are people like Candace Owens out there who are doing that, and guess who got? It was temporarily. It was a mistake. Candace Owens got booted off Facebook. She's one of the leaders of the Blexit movement, which is...
Blexit, that's right.
And that's one reason why Trump's support among black folks is close to 30%, because they're finally realizing Democrats have done nothing but destroy cities, maintain just enough poverty to make sure that people will vote for more of it for whatever reason. And they're saying, you know what? I think we'd like a better life than that. And they're being encouraged to get off the plantation. So the Democrats are now going to extremes. When a Jew-hating person like Rashida Tlaib is leading a session of Congress, I'm sorry, that is just beyond a woman who uses the Holocaust as a freaking tranquilizer does not belong at the podium in our Congress. And shame on somebody for not standing up and pointing that out on the spot.
I know.
And then Seth Meyers has her on the show and gives her a whole forum to explain herself. Stop. Stop trying to understand the reality is.
I understand. I understand you're yelling stop, but I say keep it up. It only drives more people away.
I agree. You're right.
All right, man.
And
all right.
Thanks for the call. All right. And Jenny is back again.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I have to contribute to this. I joined the Air Force in February 1974, and we had 3 hours on contraceptive. And at that time, our instructor was pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Was she giving you tips on what not to do?
There was a story a few years ago, this is during Obama's term, where they were putting men and women together on aircraft carriers, and somehow it came out that there were 109 pregnancies.
Yep.
And I don't see how that helps maintain a strong military. And how could anybody be surprised if you're going to have men and women in closed quarters?
Yeah.
Things are going to happen. It's called natural.
Yep.
Anyway, thanks for the... Thanks for the story, Jenny. We appreciate it. We're at 4:23. Mm. Where are we at with requests? What do we got pending?
We played them all.
We have?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Need some more requests.
All right. Well, what's your favorite? 272-9228. Rosie is manning the phones this afternoon. Gives a little break to young
Joey.
Although I will ask him for the Smithsonian Channel schedule for the weekend shortly.
Yes. Alabama News Network, I'm Ellis Heskew. Changes may be on the horizon for the state school board. Thursday, the Senate voted unanimously 30-0 in favor of a bill that would replace the current elected state school board with a board appointed by the governor. Senator Del Marsh authored the bill and says it would be a step in the right direction for education in Alabama. Mayor Strange announced today the city's bike share program will roll out this summer in Montgomery. 10 PACE parking stations with a fleet of about 50 PACE bikes will be here in July. The stations will span prominent locations throughout Montgomery's downtown area. Law enforcement agencies from around the state come together every year for the Alabama Law Enforcement Torch Run for Special Olympics. The officers ran today from the Crampton Bowl Multiplex to the steps of the state capitol. The Special Olympics Games will be tomorrow at Troy University. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew on Alabama News Network, CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Just like a typical summer situation, an isolated storm somewhere in the area is certainly possible. The overnight low temperature drops to about 66. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high around 90, a little bit more humidity, high in the upper 80s to around 90 on Sunday, too. Chance of an isolated storm towards Sunday evening and Sunday night, and scattered thunderstorms will be around from time to time Monday. Then a hot week ahead next week with highs 90 or above. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Hey, what are we going to do for that special graduate?
We're going to go to Marguerite's. We're going to have them make her something that she's going to treasure and remember forever and who it came from. She's accomplished wonderful things, and she's from our family. So we're going to let her know it means something special. We're going to make her that special, special graduation gift from Marguerite's. Come into Marguerite's. They make it. They really make it. They're in Peppertree, starting in all prices. We'll make it very affordable. Congratulations, you're a graduate.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Chuck Chambers Memorial Day Sale for amazing deals in every category. Now through Memorial Day, find up to 75% off selected items. Beautiful slate beds starting at $3.99. Leather recliners just $4.99. Queen bed, chest, dresser, and mirror only $19.99. Beautiful dining room table and chairs just $16.88. Plus, spectacular sectional sofas starting at $23.99. Don't miss out. Check the store that saves you more. Chuck Chambers.
Chuck Chambers. Chuck Chambers.
Honey, what's that police car doing in our driveway? Hey!
Okay, hands on the wall. Spread them.
What's going on, Cheryl?
I turned you in.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah? How do you explain that new set of tires on your car?
You better confess, Doug.
Confess? I bought them at the Tire City Spring Sale. Got a super deal.
Come on. You got them at less than cost.
That's right. When you buy a set of four select BF Goodrich tires now through May 28th, you get a $50 or $70 reward card.
That's below cost.
Exactly. And with us hitting the road for the beach in our summer trips, we'll know the family's safe. Plus, I feel pretty good about getting a $70 reward card and our new tires from Tire City below cost.
A likely story.
Whose side are you on?
Yours, dear. I'm turning you away from a life of crime.
Oh, brother.
Maybe we should check out his story at Tire City.
Okay, but keep the cuffs on him. I think he's a flight risk.
Don't miss the big Tire City Spring Sale. Visit Tire City, Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale and Southern Boulevard and Woodley in Capitol Plaza.
Dog problems? Pet Partners Pet Fencing can keep your best friend safe at home all the time. Out of the flower beds and off the furniture. Cats, too. Makes having pets easy, huh? Call Pam and Roxanne with Pet Partners Fencing. They have over 25 years of experience in the River Region. They even service your already existing pet fence. No matter what brand, visit PetPartnersDogFence.com or call 365-5678 today. Making pet ownership easier every day. Pet Partners.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news. It's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
Thank you, Rusty Aldridge. At the top of our most electrifying story list is Game of Thrones.
Ah, yes.
I remember when, I remember when she lost her mind. Then they got a psychotic look on her face. Then she rode a dragon in King's Landing and torched a place.
Go, Joey.
Daenerys is crazy.
All right, the Game of Thrones finale is Sunday, and I'm not making this story up. This is such a big deal that it's estimated that 10 million people will not go to work on Monday.
Come on.
because of the final of the show.
Really?
Come on.
I find that hard to believe.
That's absurd.
You get that off the Huffington Post.
Oh, no, I'm serious.
The only thing I get off the Huffington Post is a bad attitude.
We've got plans for Sunday for it. I mean, right. We seriously have plans. This has been six episodes.
Are you going to open the gifts before or after the program?
There are six episodes have happened this season, okay?
Yeah.
So in the morning, before my roommate has to go to work because he works on the weekends, we're going to watch the first two episodes. And then we're going to take a break, like an intermission. And then when he comes back from work after four, we're going to finish the episodes that have already come out. Then the finale comes out. We'll have food. We'll enjoy ourselves and watch it.
So it's kind of a group decision.
Good. And we're all agreed.
Yeah. And this, I will say, it's been very divisive. This last season.
Last I checked, and it's probably much higher. Maybe you could do a search on the Google.
Oh, I got the Google.
How many people have signed the petition to have season 8 rewritten by good writers?
I read this too. If you don't like the guy's story, don't get mad and say you got to fire him now. It's his story.
Well, here's the deal. George R. R. Martin, he's supposed to write like the last book or two. And he hasn't finished them. Or there's rumor that he finished them, but he never finished them. So he knows where the story ends, but he's not written the darn books. So Benioff and Weiss, the two showrunners, the guys who are the head writers and producers of the thing, have had to kind of take this bare bones outline of what happens in the books or will happen and make it their own. And they've already departed from the book in all sorts of particular ways. Because in a book, you can obviously get much more detailed. But I'll give it that I think a lot of people's complaints, because I wrestled some Jimmys online, knowing that it's divisive this last season, I've enjoyed it. I put out a call on the Book of Faces.
What?
The last season of Game of Thrones has remained fantastic. Changed my mind. And the comments were hilarious. Now, most of them I find are just nitpicky and like, oh, I love Daenerys and she wouldn't do this. And
oh my God.
Why did Jaime go back to Cersei and like all this? But the one criticism I will take is that because they condensed the episodes down so much, instead of it being 10 episodes, only 6, it became less a character-driven show and more of a plot-driven show driven by big events. Now, my point is, you've got hundreds of hours of character-driven content. Why not have some big events that blow the whole thing up?
Right.
And so I'm entertained. And it's not my story to tell. That's the thing at the end of the day. People get so wrapped up in these stories, whether it's Star Wars or Avengers has actually had pretty universal praise. That's impressive. But whatever it is, people get so wrapped up in these stories that they wish they were telling the story, but it's not your story to tell.
Write your own book. Thank you, Rosie.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Write your own book.
So you can have problems with it. If it doesn't please you, it doesn't please you. But man, come on, it's entertainment. And I guess it's a good thing that we can argue over such frivolous crap. It's fun. It's a lot of fun, but I don't know. I'm loving it. I enjoy it.
Well, Greg, you asked how many people. 750,000 people are asking for a rewrite. So if they'll each give me a dollar, I'll rewrite
it.
But this is why I think people like Oscar Wilde have said it.
I haven't seen any of them.
Exactly. People and I feel like I can do better.
But here's the thing. People like Oscar Wilde have said this. Gore Vidal said this. Art is not a democracy.
Thank you.
No way you could write something by committee, let alone this mass democracy of 750,000 people. It would be nonsense. They couldn't agree on anything.
Right. They couldn't get past the first sentence.
Yeah, this also explains how certain people get elected to political office.
Very true.
This is what the priorities are. This is so important.
Mm-hmm.
So I posted that. That was actually, that number, 10.7 million, was achieved through a survey. So I posted that on Facebook with a comment, "Be glad I'm not your boss."
Exactly.
And then I also put the info up on Fifi and the B-24 that are in town from the Commemorative Air Force at Danley Field. And I did mention, I hope I don't look unhumbled, that as a lifetime colonel in the Commemorative Air Force, it's great to see them here.
Thank you, Colonel.
Thanks, Colonel.
Good afternoon, folks.
No,
good afternoon.
I'm looking for good afternoon, Colonel.
Oh, good afternoon, Colonel.
You don't have to listen to him, Red Top.
Is that Steve Dura in there?
No, Steve is...
Oh, I just thought I recognized his voice.
No, this is Eddie Bader.
Oh, Eddie! Golly.
How you doing,
I know. I've dealt with Bo, and I know him, so I was the guy that used to be in Atlanta. We talked last week about a guy selling two houses to different people, the same house to two people. But anyway, I want to tell you, the comic relief on Friday is just wonderful, Greg. I appreciate it. I was thinking about you, and you kind of live 2 days in one day, don't you?
Sort of, yeah. No, I've described it to people because they ask, how do you keep that schedule? And for me, it's like having two 12-hour days.
No doubt. So, I was thinking about that last night. Damnation, that's tough, but it really makes your week 12 days long. Your year is 600 days long because you have 10 days in the middle of the week. It is like living 2 days the same day, isn't it?
At my age, I'll take every extra day I can get. Given my stunning health history.
As far as a request, anything by George Cohen, I know you played the owners last week, but I don't get to hear
it. Save the Planet is coming up. Save the Planet is coming out. I've already plucked it out of the system.
Thank you very much, gents. And Greg, you're a tough guy. Don't see how you do it. We're lucky to have you. Thank you, bro.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
How nice. It's 4:37. We're going to head back to the traffic dungeon in a moment and get the latest on what's been I don't know, everybody, we all like Fridays, we all like to, you know, put the job in the rearview mirror and get where we're going, but there's a lot of wrecks today, and we just got an updated recording from Mr. Balaki, so we'll go to him in just a second. I wanted to thank Mr. Electric for providing us the conversation on the most electrifying story. When you have any need for a repair, installation, like you buy a ceiling fan, oh, you can try and do that yourself. I don't recommend it. Not at all. I mean, even the Ring doorbell system, which says right on the package, easy to install. Well, I'm just not going to take that chance. I'm not going to spend good money for a great product and then wreck it by trying to do it myself. Electricity is something that needs to be respected. And when you have certified master electricians at Mr. Electric, people who will come out and give you a price before they literally turn a screwdriver, and a price that they will stick to. They don't play any games. There's no, actually this took longer than we thought. And blah, blah, blah. No, you get upfront pricing and that's what you pay. And of course, they do everything right. Some services tell you, well, we'll try and be out there between 3 and 6. That's, who's got time? And then, of course, most of the time when they say 3 and 6, they get there closer to 6 than they do 3. But you got to be there because maybe you'll get lucky. Who knows? With Mr. Electric, when you make an appointment with them, they are there at the time that's designated. They absolutely make sure they bring no dust or debris into your home. And if there's any dust or debris created from the installation repair, they clean it up. And they are just top-notch customer service providers. So you no longer have to wonder, who do I call for an installation or a service or repair? Or if you hear a humming sound, don't let those things sit. Electrical fires are about as thoroughly devastating as anything. And you don't want to take a chance. Once those start, there's no stopping them. So team up with Mr. Electric. At least put their number on your fridge so you may not need them today, but you never know. And you know exactly who to call. 269-8886, 269-8886, or visit MrElectric.com. As we head into traffic, news, and Rich's forecast.
By Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch with a busy Friday afternoon in traffic. Another accident has occurred on Vaughn Road. It's at Bellwood and Vaughn Road. We also have one at East Boulevard and Vaughn Road, Highland Avenue at Ann Street, and the Chantilly Parkway between Walmart and Vaughn Road. All the traffic is really busy this afternoon. It is congested on the boulevard almost everywhere you go, so watch yourself around the traffic lights. The interstates look pretty good. We don't see any problems on I-65. There is a little bit of a slowdown between Ann Street and Perry Hill Road on the northbound side of 85. BK careful, watch out around you, and let's get our weekend started right. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Shoe Station, Hourglass Optical, Bath & Body Works, Cuts by Us, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Ellis Heskew. Mayor Strange announced today the city's bike share program will roll out this summer in Montgomery. 10 Pace parking stations with a fleet of about 50 Pace bikes will be here in July. The stations will span prominent locations throughout Montgomery's downtown area. Changes may be on the horizon for the state school board. Thursday, the Senate voted unanimously 30-0 in favor of a bill that would replace the current elected state school board with a board appointed by the governor. Senator Dale Marsh authored the bill and says it would be a step in the right direction for education in Alabama. Law enforcement agencies from around the state come together every year for the Alabama Law Enforcement Torch Run for Special Olympics. The officers ran today from the Crampton Bowl Multiplex to the steps of the state capitol. The Special Olympics Games will be tomorrow at Troy University. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew on Alabama News Network, CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
This is Attorney Sarge Grubbs inviting you to the Capital City Club on May 28th from 9 until noon to discuss legacies and life's transitions. Please find the Facebook group Legacy Talk to register. Again, that's the Facebook group Legacy Talk.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks. It's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Just like a typical summer situation, an isolated storm somewhere in the area is certainly possible. The overnight low temperature drops to about 66. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high around 90, a little bit more humidity, high in the upper 80s to around 90 on Sunday, too. Chance of an isolated storm towards Sunday evening and Sunday night, and scattered thunderstorms will be around from time to time Monday. Then a hot week ahead next week with highs 90 or above. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
See, I'm not one of these people who's worried about everything. You got people like this around you. Country's full of them now. People walking around all day long, every minute of the day, worried about everything. Worried about the air, worried about the water, worried about the soil. Worried about insecticides, pesticides, food additives, carcinogens. Worried about radon gas. Worried about asbestos. Worried about saving endangered species. Let me tell you about endangered species, all right? Saving endangered species is just one more arrogant attempt by humans to control nature. It's arrogant meddling. It's what got us in trouble in the first place. Doesn't anybody understand that? Interfering with nature. Way over 90% of all the species that have ever lived on this planet, ever lived, are gone. Whee! They're extinct. We didn't kill them all.
They just disappeared. That's what nature does. They disappear these days at the rate of 25 a day. And I mean regardless of our behavior. Irrespective of how we act on this planet, 25 species that were here today will be gone tomorrow. Let them go gracefully. Leave nature alone. Haven't we done enough? We're so self-important. So self-important. Everybody's going to save something now. Save the trees. Save the bees. Save the whales. Save those snails. And the greatest arrogance of all, save the planet. What? Are these people kidding me? Save the planet? We don't even know how to take care of ourselves yet. We haven't learned how to care for one another. We're going to save the planet? I'm getting tired of that. I'm tired of Earth Day. I'm tired of these self-righteous environmentalists, these white bourgeois liberals who think the only thing wrong with this country is there aren't enough bicycle paths. People trying to make the world safe for their Volvos. Besides, environmentalists don't give a about the planet. They don't care about the planet. Not in the abstract, they don't. Not in the abstract, they don't. You know what they're interested in? A clean place to live. Their own habitat. They're worried that someday in the future they might be personally inconvenienced. Narrow, unenlightened self-interest doesn't impress me. Besides, there is nothing wrong with the planet. Nothing wrong with the planet. The planet is fine. The people are difference. Difference. The planet is fine. Compared to the people, the planet is doing great. It's been here 4.5 billion years. Do you ever think about the arithmetic? Planet has been here 4.5 billion years. We've been here, what, 100,000? Maybe 200,000? And we've only been engaged in heavy industry for a little over 200 years. 200 years versus 4.5 billion. And we have the conceit to think that somehow we're a threat? That somehow we're going to put in jeopardy this beautiful little blue-green ball that's just a-floating around the sun? The planet has been through a lot worse than us. Been through all kinds of things worse than us. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics, continental drift, solar flares, sunspots, magnetic storms, the magnetic reversal of the poles, hundreds of thousands of years of bombardment by comets and asteroids and meteors, worldwide floods, tidal waves, worldwide fires, erosion, cosmic rays, recurring ice ages. And we think some plastic bags and some aluminum cans are going to make a difference? The planet isn't going anywhere. We are. We're going away. Pack your folks. We're going away.
That is so beautifully put, and the amazing thing is that's 27 years old.
I know it.
And the most salient point that George Carlin makes in that is the arrogance and conceit of the people that think, yeah, we're going to change this.
Yep.
Not even Rich Thomas can change the weather, unless you're close to them like I am. It's been going on for years and years and years, and none of these idiots want to take a moment and explain, well, if this climate change thing is some kind of recent phenomenon because we're driving cars and eating red meat, why did the glaciers retreat 10,000 years ago so we could have a nice state like Alabama and most of the continental United States? Otherwise, we'd be under 75 feet of ice. We'd be somewhere else.
Yeah.
If we were here at all. So was it dinosaur farts or I don't know? It's in a constant state of motion. There are trends. I remember, you know, you might have sold me on this in 1976, because that summer in Chicago, we broke the record for the number of consecutive days over 100 degrees. No rain.
Hmm.
I mean, it was like living in a desert. I would walk across my lawn and dust would come up. And it just seemed like it would never end. And you might have gotten me convinced. Hey, you know, maybe this... Well, of course, in the 70s, though, they were telling us an ice age was coming.
Right. I was going to say, I thought it was just the opposite. Okay.
16 years later, I spent the entire summer in Chicago, and there were only 2 days that whole summer that broke 90. One was in May before summer actually started. The other was in August. I went to a 4th of July fireworks show in a sweater.
Wow.
It was that cool. The high in July on some days never got close to 70. So there are things are in a constant state of flux, and Rich would be the first to tell you I can give you so much in terms of, but yesterday he called it perfectly. He said, I think there's a real good chance we'll see some thunderstorms break out late in the day. And they did.
Yep.
And I was right about that little mesoconvective system. I said you should check the podcast. You'd be proud.
I did hear you use that $10 word. That was pretty good, Greg.
Yeah, well, we noticed the lineup by Birmingham that had formed. Pretty big storms. And when those happen, they generally plunge southerly. So we had about a half inch of rain in my place. Some places didn't get much or any at all.
We got a little thunder and then lightning up there on Lake Jordan, but it was nice to see hear the thunder, but a little bit of rain wouldn't hurt.
Who is this?
It's
Andy. Oh. All right, 4:51 is the time. We have had, for whatever reason, a rather calamitous afternoon on the roads, and it's all Request Friday. 272-9228 is our number. In fact, our first move should be to Mr. Balaki in the traffic dungeon and catch up with him.
Montgomery Skywatch checking out the traffic on this Friday afternoon. Looks like a lot of people are leaving work early because we see a lot of traffic leaving the downtown area at this time. Madison Avenue is real crowded. We're also seeing a bunch of people around I-65 and Clay Street. Be careful in that vicinity. On the Boulevard, things are jammed up around the Vaughan Road area because we have an accident at Vaughan Road and the Boulevard. If you're heading on out Vaughan Road, there's another one for you at Bellwood and Vaughan, so be careful there. The interstates are still moving along just fine. If you're headed out that way, just be careful. There's a lot of traffic rolling with you this afternoon. Reinhardt Toyota is selling record numbers of new Toyotas. That means Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is overloaded. The cars, trucks, SUVs, and sports cars have got to go. You're going to save money at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, now that we know where the wrecks are, some of these folks are going to be filling out police reports, calling insurance adjusters. Some cars will need to be towed. Some are still drivable, but it begins a process of inconvenience, to say the least. When it comes time to make the decision about where to take your car to get it straightened out and fly right, as my mom used to say, straighten out and fly right, you wouldn't believe the miracles they accomplish at Montgomery Paint and Body, from small cosmetic types of performances to cars that have been turned into accordions but don't need to be totaled. They have talented people, state-of-the-art equipment. In fact, one of the most big, important insurers in America used Montgomery Paint and Body as their model for how it should be done, how automobile repair should be done. And it begins not with the equipment. It begins with the ethics of the Turner family. For 30 years, they have refused to consider doing any job in which shortcuts would be asked or required by the insurance company. It's either we're going to do it right or we're not going to do it at all. And they held to that standard even if it took money out of their pocket. And today now, they have literally compelled the entire industry to follow that. We're going to do a thorough, excellent repair job. And truly, I think one of the things that makes them tick is they love seeing the reaction of their customers when they get their car for the first time after an accident. That jaw-dropping moment. I had a friend that had a little confrontation with one of those parking lot cement blocks by accident, of course. And when she went to pick up her car at Montgomery Paint and Body, she had to ask where it was because it was so good she didn't recognize it. So when we say good is new, maybe better, it can get to that level of excellence. Their number is 27REC with a W. They're on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. And proud to have them as a sponsor. Interesting comment on David Blackman's Twitter feed from somebody named Katie Hopkins, who says, remember that time that Notre Dame burned down and no one needed to find out why? You know what she's inferring there is that this is the way it this is what happened, and don't even bother to, you know, investigate further or consider any other possibilities other than the one that we're running out to the media.
Exactly.
And David said, I remember it was like just last month. Oh, wait.
It was.
I mean, that was a story that captivated the world, and then it just fell off the front page immediately. Back to Game of Thrones for a second. I don't think anybody in this room is going to need it. We all know that
Joey
is a stalwart guy, but they are offering counseling sessions for Game of Thrones fans who are traumatized, disappointed, or whatever by the finale of the show.
Do we really?
Yeah, places? I just put it on Facebook.
What a brittle idiots out there.
Yeah, very good. That's perfect. Brittle idiots. That's exactly what they are. And let's see, David gets his Twitter feed is always worth a read. And by the way, he will be with us on Tuesday. Huh. It's about, I guess, candidate number 419,000 is announcing for the Democratic nomination. Somebody that he compares to Huey Long, our history books. You ever see anything on him?
Mm-mm.
Interesting character, very charismatic, also very corrupt, and ended up being shot by a disenchanted citizen.
Oh.
Stories from the 50s. It's 4:56. I know what's Let's Do Now. Let's redeem the Baumhauer's winning word.
Yay!
Let's do that right now. 272-9228. If you have it from this morning show, the ninth caller at that number wins lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
That's the happy sound when we're about to find a winner, and we start with caller one. Try again quickly because we've had a couple of people who were caller one, two, or three and then got back and won. You're caller two. You're caller three. Thank you for trying. Caller four, give us a ring back, and you are caller five. Now we have to get serious here. This is caller six. Thanks for trying. Caller seven, so close. You are caller eight.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And what is your name?
Edward.
Edward.
Yes.
Do you have this morning's Baumhauer's winning word?
Yes, I do. I do believe it is strawberry.
Mm-hmm. As in nice.
Strawberry
ding, 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 ding.
Strawberry
we got a winner.
Shortcake.
Yeah, yeah, that's,
woo-hoo!
I mean, have you had that at Baumhauer's, the strawberry shortcake?
I have not had the luxury of eating at Baumhauer's, so I am especially, I've been looking forward to possibly winning this for a long time now.
Congratulations, that's great to hear,
man.
What a great way to go free on your first time. Lunch for two, you can redeem that at the Boulevard location or downtown at 201 Union in the RSA building, where as the weather heats up, you can park in climate-controlled comfort without having to be Rich Thomas's good buddy. It is 4:59, Fox News coming up.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to